You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Holloway. This is 97.9 WGBW.
All right, we are back.
That didn't sound good.
Can you hear that? There's an echo. All right, we are back. It is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, kicking off hour number two here. Having a technical issue we will work through here momentarily as our awesome engineers get to it. But it's great to have you with me on this Friday night. Had a great first hour, too. Tim Walka was here, Chicago-based comedian who will be at Memories Ballroom on Saturday night. A great venue, an old ballroom from the 30s. And they do shows there every week through the winter months. And it's just really good shows booked by Jimmy McHugh. And Tim will be there headlining this Saturday. You just heard some of Tim's comedy during his appearance on the show. And we played a clip from his Dry Bar special. Check it out this weekend. Great to catch up with Tim. It is a bar band Friday night as well, folks. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35 with great music, as always, and really fun conversation. We love our time with Terry at 7:35 on Friday nights. And if you missed our question of the night, it is, what is the app you use the most? Or what is your favorite app? It was just some app talk. So let us know what app you use most. And we'll read your text in just a moment, too. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Conrad said settings, which I don't, you could argue that's an app or not. I said my poker app and probably Facebook are the apps I use the most. So let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. Maybe you'll say the Civic Media app. I know we all like to use that. It's a great app. And, or if you're watching the radio on the stream at YouTube, Facebook, or what is it, X, or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, you could drop us a stream comment like people do from time to time. Terry Barr at 7:35. And if you also missed it, we talked about the Kardashian show. Kim Kardashian has a new legal drama called All's Fair, where she plays a lawyer who shows major cleavage, very professional. It's a sexy lawyer show, if you will. And it was getting a zero on Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes is the gauge for how shows, movies are critiqued and reviewed. All's Fair was pulling a goose egg on Rotten Tomatoes until today, or at least that's when I found out that they had gotten some good reviews. And when I say some, I mean one. It was pulling a goose egg. Certain publications, like the Toronto Sun, were calling it the worst show in TV history. New York Times said it's not even laughably bad. It's not even bad enough to be laughable. And The Guardian called it existentially bad. So today I found out it's up to a 6% on Rotten Tomatoes. Although it's still showing. Let me see if I can pull this up here. Oh, that's from 19. Oh, there's another show called All's Fair from 1988 with George Segal. That's not the one I'm looking for. But this is Kim Kardashian's baby. She is the lead, and it's up to 7%. So All's Fair. No, that's the wrong. Oh my God, there's a lot of shows called All's Fair. Okay, here it is right here. Kim Kardashian show. And we'll see what we're at here right now. We've got, it's down to 5%. So it went up to 6% today, and now it's down to 5%. Kind of a yo-yo effect. Even the picture of Kim Kardashian on the show is this ridiculous outfit and showing cleavage, and she's playing a lawyer. So check that out. Maybe it's in a laughably bad category now, 5%. Maybe it's not existentially bad anymore. It's just bad. But I don't know. I will check it out at some point and report back to you guys to see if I think it's... I'm a little biased. I'm not a huge Kim fan. But I will check it out and just see what I think about it. And if it is laughably bad or just bad. Pluribus drops today on Apple TV. That is from the executive producer of Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad, Vince Gilligan. Getting really good reviews. And the girl who played Kim on... I got to pull this up now, too. I can't remember her. She played Kim Wexler on Better Call Saul, and she is the star of this show. She's a really good actress, And her name is Rhea Seehorn. That's what the name I was looking for. So check that out. That's another thing you could watch. And Predator, we also talked about how Predator Badlands opens this weekend in theaters. Also getting really good reviews, especially for a thriller and a movie about an alien. That's pretty impressive. It was pulling in the 90s. I think now it's at like 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. And our pal Chris Casper had some words for us. He is not a proof. He kind of poo-pooed the whole Predator Badlands thing. And he said, yawn, Hollywood needs to come up with some new ideas. I agree, Casper. It is the 9th film in the franchise of Predator, but they have turned it around. Dan Trachtenberg started directing about 4 years ago. And the Predator films that have come out since then have been very good. So Chris Casper also says, Blue Sky, that's the app he uses the most. He says their news feed is awesome. Well done, Chris. I agree, too. They do have a great news feed. And it's not toxic. Twitter is toxic. Regardless of which side you're following, it's like the people really attack each other. And my issue with those apps, like X, is when people don't use their picture. If you're going to say crazy crap and be toxic and go after people, use your name. Don't be gutless. Put your picture up there. You don't have to give your home address, but it's tons of bots and people that just have an avatar and a bunch of numbers. It's ridiculous. But I agree about the Blue Sky app, Chris. Monica from Mount Horeb, she's in the 608, says Jigsaw Puzzle and Numbers Clash. Both free on my phone. I was already feeling pathetic as I'm at the laundromat on a Friday night, but my app usage makes me feel even more so. No, that should bail you out, Monica. That should make you feel good. You remember the laundromat before you had your phone? I guess you could read a book. But the good thing about the cell phone or the smartphone is it can help you kill some time for like a laundromat visit or a waiting room visit, whatever. Monica continues and says, trying to remember when I stopped having a life. However, I'm not at the point where I'd watch anything Kardashian, so there's that. So that's a W, Monica. Well done. And glad you're listening. So don't feel so down. We're glad you're with us tonight. Paula, Conrad's mom, says, my mom had Alzheimer's, so I do a daily crossword puzzle and solitaire to keep my mind working. I do that as well, Paula. Love the crosswords. And I don't know if you're like me, like I'll do Wordle on my phone when it comes up where I hit the numbers, but I like, or the mini, I should say, the mini crossword from the New York Times, I'll do that. But when I do an actual crossword, I like having a pen and a hard copy of the crossword puzzle. I don't know if you're like me, Paula. Chris Casper again in Madison says, Quick Trip cheese curds are rubbery and gross. I wouldn't even call them cheese curds. Chris, where you been, man? It's good to have you back in the fold. Love when Chris Casper texts the show. And I wouldn't, it probably depends when you get them too. Like if you get them right out of the Quick Trip kitchen, maybe they taste a little better. I don't know. Steve from Florida says, Maps is the app I use. The most, Maps is the app I use the most due to my job in Florida. iHeartRadio and Civic Media is second. There you go. I use Maps too, Steve. But you got to be careful. Maps can steer you wrong sometimes. I was in Minneapolis once at a film festival and I was on an overpass and the app was telling me to turn left. And the next turn was like, I don't know, half a mile past this overpass. And I'm like, turn left. The map app was obviously reading it as like an intersection. So I turned left and I fell 20 feet onto another car. It was fun. Anna from Madison says, Pete, AC/DC is coming to Madison at Camp Randall Stadium in July of 2026. So there you go. That's what Dave was referring to on the stream. I probably will not go to that show. Boy, it's amazing that AC/DC... And maybe it's not a sellout, but that is a huge venue for a band that has not been, I don't want to say relevant because they're obviously still relevant, but putting out new music, that's insane. I mean, Springsteen does that. I kind of thought he was the exception, U2, but there are some super bands, but I didn't know AC/DC was in that category, but I bet it's a really fun show. 715, Matt says... Pete, come on, AC/DC, ride on. Man, I got to tell you, Matt, that does not come to mind right away. I'm sure I've heard it. But I honestly haven't played AC/DC. When I hear AC/DC, it's what's on at the grocery store in Marinette. So I don't know, but I've probably heard it. Bridget in the 818 says, a TikTok. It is entertaining, but also very informative. I get ideas for home, work, cooking, exercise, for everything. Oh, that's fantastic. And that's when you look at an app positively, because I know all the social media platforms, people are down on them and they kind of suck the life out of you sometimes. I know there's times I look at like Facebook or, you know, X or whatever for like 30 minutes right when I wake up before I even do anything. And if you're not careful, it can just put you in kind of a bad mood. But Bridget in the 818 here is being positive. She's saying there's some good stuff out there. And that's true, too. Dave Kunish on the stream says, oh, yes, there he goes. Camp Randall, July 19th, 2026. It sounds like Anna and Dave will be at the AC/DC concert, maybe tailgating in the parking lot, maybe a little couch potato reunion in the parking lot. So there you go. But let us know, folks. Our question of the night is, what app do you use the most? I said my poker app and Facebook. Conrad made a joke and said settings. Are you back, dude?
It's still true.
So how are we doing? You got your monitor back over there?
We got to do some things a little differently, but it'll...
What do we have access to? Do we have clips? Do we have music?
Well, we got music. We got music.
Not you singing. I mean, like, do we have...
Well, do you want that?
I take that. Look, I just ran my trap for 15 minutes here. Anything. Yeah, if you could do a nice little aria, that would be great.
So, did you talk about these Door County?
I have not yet. I will say this, Conrad. We'll do that after the break. Yeah, we'll talk Door County movie locations, because that's really... There's some great spots on here. The Kardashian show, All's Fair, is down now a point to 5%.
What'd you do
yo-yo
during break?
Huh?
I said, what'd you do during break?
That's what I do.
You went, 6 is too high. I got to leave a bad review right now.
Oh, you're saying I left the bad review. I don't think... Wait a minute. Is it 5% or was it up? Because I thought maybe that's pluribus. All right, we'll do all that. We still got a lot of show coming up. Folks, it's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. That's just 10 minutes away. And when we come back after this really short break, a cherry pie Christmas was shot in Door County. It's a movie that is going to be available video on demand November 15th. Katie LeClerc will be here Tuesday. She's the lead actress in the film. And they shot all over Door County. I'm going to share with you some of the locations they did. And I'll tell you a little bit more about the movie, too. After our break, and we will get an updated score. Conrad will probably leave a bad review for the Kardashian show.
No,
and bring
I left
a
good one. I left
a
good one.
You see
okay.
the picture on Rotten Tomatoes of her, the promo? It's so funny that it's a legal show. Daniel Wheeler on social media says, Express VPN because I'm usually off the grid.
I've used that before.
What is that again?
It's a VPN, you know, it gets you out of...
What does VPN stand for?
That I don't know.
Very personal nudity.
Yes.
I think you
got it.
Express very personal nudity. Get out of your clothes quickly, Daniel. Daniel's going to be on the show Monday. Janet on social media says Facebook, then Instagram. Nice, Janet. And Derek Pfister, our pal from Milwaukee, says Instagram for business. Yeah, sure, it's for business. All right, we're coming back. We're going to talk to our county movie locations. We'll read more of your texts. And I've got some, maybe a comedy clip, Con. I got a lot of funny clips. I picked one out today. I'm glad we could still use it. It's Peach Wava, Nightlight, Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
At night I wake up with a sheet soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head over you. And cool my desire.
Originally supposed to be on the Nebraska album, but came out on the Born in the USA album, Bruce Springsteen. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. I am Pete Schwabe. We are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. And it is beautiful, folks. It's a blustery night. I know it's not your stereotypical beautiful night, but we're here. We're alive. We're talking movies and music and comedy. Terry Barr is on the way, and we are working through some Gremlin. Gremlin's in the studio, Conrad. You ever heard that phrase?
No, but I like it.
That's what they say when things just kind of go weirdly wrong. All right, so our question of the night is, what app do you use the most? So let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app or on the stream if you're watching the radio at X, YouTube, or Facebook. And I want to talk about this movie, because there was a movie. To be honest, I'm surprised more films aren't shot in Door County. It's one of the most beautiful parts of our state. And maybe now with the incentive laws they just passed, where you get up to a 25% rebate or tax incentive on movies, maybe they'll start filming more in Door County. But they shot this film. They switched the title. It used to be called A Wisconsin Christmas Pie. It is now called A Cherry Pie Christmas. Either way, there is pie involved. So it's going to be a happy holiday. But this film was shot in Door County. And the star of the film, one of the stars of the film, is Katie LeClerc. She will be here on Nightlight next Tuesday at 6:35. So she was here in our state, in Door County, filming this this film. And it says the digital release will be, it's a romantic comedy, romance themed. And I think it's two former loves that go back to Door County and they reconnect.
Yeah, I watched the trailer.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks interesting.
It looks
like
fun.
It. Yeah.
Sure. It's a nice heartwarming holiday movie. You can't go wrong there. But it's going to be available on Tubi, Roku, Pluto, Vizio. What the hell is Vizio?
I've heard of that. Isn't that a TV brand? Yeah, I think so.
So if you buy a Vizio, you have to buy a Vizio TV to watch the movie.
That's an expensive movie.
It's a little extreme. So they filmed, it'll be interesting to see how they do this too, because it is a holiday film. They shot in March and April in Door County. But it's a holiday film, so we'll see what happens. The director is John Stimson, who is kind of his wheelhouse, our holiday films. So they shot in, do you have a favorite part of Door County?
Oh, I really like Sturgeon Bay. That's kind of, you know, the start of the thumb.
Yeah.
Sister Bay is really, I'd say Sister Bay.
Yeah, Sister Bay is gorgeous. Yeah. All those bays are beautiful.
Yes.
Honestly, like you got Egg Harbor, Fish Creek, Ephraim. One of the scenes they filmed was at Anderson Dock in Ephraim. And there's a very famous painting. Well, not very famous, but a famous Wisconsin painting. A Door County artist named Charles Peterson painted, and I own this painting. It's called Yuletiden, and it's a painting of the pier in Ephraim. And there's a horse pulling a sled. It's like an old-time painting. It's just beautiful. And Charles Peterson uses these great images, or like ghost images in the paintings of how things used to be and how things are now. Great stuff. I own a few of his paintings, and I fell in love with his stuff years and years ago, way before I moved back to Wisconsin. But that's one of the films... locations. And then where else here? We've got the Sister Bay Historical Society in Sister Bay. That is one of the scenes at the end of the film where they have a cherry pie bake-off. Have you ever gazed into a woman's fiery eyes while baking cherry pies with her?
I have not.
Well, it's going to happen in this movie,
buddy. Okay.
Door County Coffee in Sturgeon Bay, another location.
Oh, my God.
Have you been there?
It's the best coffee.
Really?
It's so good. It is great.
Wow. I'm going to check that out. Very nice. Eagle Tower, the iconic Eagle Tower at Peninsula State Park in Fish Creek. Very cool. You got some of these places, I would imagine like a film crew or location scouts come to, and they probably just literally were salivating because there's so many gorgeous.
Yeah.
Because you see that Eagle Tower, and it's like, we got to shoot something there. And there is a scene where Emma and Mitch stroll down memory lane and the Eagle Tower is in the background. And those are the two main characters. Katie plays Emma. And I can't remember the name of the, and I'm using, God, everything is a mess tonight. I don't have my computer. I can't look up the guy's name.
No.
But I know Katie LeClerc because she's going to be on the show Tuesday. The White Gull Inn in Fish Creek. You ever had breakfast there, Conrad?
No.
Gorgeous place. Mm-hmm.
Sounds,
great breakfast.
Sounds like they have some good breakfast.
Unbelievable. They have a cherry French cream cheese cherry French toast.
Oh, my God.
It's like, yeah.
That sounds amazing.
It's outstanding. And here's a, I love this this location, too. Door County Trolley.
Oh,
in
yes.
Egg Harbor. Our pal Carl Sarecki.
Ooh, do you think he made it in the movie?
I could see him having some presence on screen.
Trolley driver?
Yeah, telling ghost stories to the young lovers. Emma and Mitch climb aboard for a ride. So, I mean, he's their main guy, right?
Yeah. He's telling the stories.
I would love to see
And they're
see
making
Carl.
Out in the back.
Yeah. Getting frisky. St. Nick's Tree Farm in Sturgeon Bay, one of the featured vendors in the movie, and a real-life makers of the kissing balls in the film. I read that right. what kind of movie is this anyway? No, it's a very, it's I can't wait to see this. It looks very sweet, like a very heartwarming movie. And Katie Leclerc will be here on Tuesday to discuss Door County and filming and what that was like. And I look forward to that very much. So check out a Cherry Pie Christmas. No longer a Wisconsin Christmas pie. Now it's a Cherry Pie Christmas. So very cool. All right. Terry Barr will be here after the news. And this band she brought, Conrad, tonight.
Oh, great.
That first song, The Raspberry Moon? I got to look that up again. It's such a great song. So we'll learn more about this band as we do every week when Terry is here. She brings outstanding music. The Driveway Thrift Dwellers. Great name for a band. We're coming back for Bar Band Friday night. It's Pete Schwabit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
No dead man suit and smiling skull ring. Lucky graveyard boots and a song to sing. I keep my heart in my work, my troubles in my head. And I keep my...
Friday night version of Nightlight, folks. So glad you're here with me. This is one of my favorite times of the week. It's when we get to talk about new music with our good pal Terry Barr, and we also have really fun conversations. She's just that awesome. She's well-rounded. She's what else do you say about Terry, Conrad?
Just Wisconsin enthusiast, I feel like.
Oh, that's a great... She is one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio, the award-winning Max Inc. Radio, which you can hear on WMDX Saturday nights from 6 to 9. And she is our Wisconsin music expert here at Nightlight. Terry, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Pete. Hi, Conrad. Hi, everyone listening. It's great to be here on another Friday night when we always say, happy Friday. We made
exactly.
it.
Is it blustery there in Madison? I feel like this feels like Thanksgiving is upon us this day today.
It does, doesn't it? It went from a really nice start to the day to rainy. Now it's starting to chill out, and I don't think I like it.
Well, let's warm it up a little bit. You're here with some great music tonight. I just love these guys, and I was listening on the way down, as I often do when you send the music, and The one song, Dance With You, I heard three times on my way down. I love this song. Tell us about the Driveway Dwellers.
You are going to use this as a workout song, aren't you? You're going to
add
it
possibly,
to your playlist.
If I ever work out again, yes.
Yeah, I think you could. So funny, the Driveway Thrift Dwellers have been around for a little while. I first met them shortly after Tom Petty died, and they hosted a huge Tom Petty tribute. And I was kind of blown away by their sound, and just their whole persona on stage was pretty incredible. And I feel pretty fortunate to have stayed in touch with them over time. They started in, I believe, the Milwaukee-Madison area, but now they're really kind of spread across Wisconsin.
Okay.
So that's always a good thing when they can keep a band together when they are no longer in the same city. John Knutson is one of the lead singers. And he messaged me on Facebook to let me know, Terry, we have a new album coming out and we are so excited about it. Would you have interest in taking a listen and sharing a couple of the songs somewhere? And I said, I have the perfect place to share these songs. So I'm going to start with what I would call them as far as the kind of music they usually do, more original, you know, kind of more country Americana. And that would be the Catch You on the Other Side song.
Okay.
Again, it's brand new from their forthcoming album. The album's not even out for another week or so. The album's called High Top Van. That's a fun
name.
Love
that.
I know. And let's see. It comes out, yeah, November 14th. So a little bit of time. But what I like about this first song we'll listen to, Pete, it's traditional to me. It's traditional driveway thrift dwellers. You know, it's a, I don't know, it's a little bit of Americana and rock. And you know what I like too? This band has been described as country music for people who probably don't like country music.
Wow, that is a great way to put it. And I'll say, and I don't like, it's not that I dislike country. I really like some country, yeah, but I'm not an enthusiast. Yeah. And that is the perfect way to describe this. I saw on their website too, it says ripe old school country, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And then this is a great one, Terry. Vintage, it was like if Merle Haggard had a vintage yard sale.
Oh, perfect.
It was outstanding. So we really, I'm so happy you decided to share this on the heels of the release of the album. I'm very thrilled to have this. Mm-hmm. So let's, Con, let's hear Catch You on the Other Side. Compliments of Terry Barr from, this is off High Top Van from the Driveway Thrift Dwellers, our band tonight. Compliments of Terry.
Do you want to hang out? Sit down on the curb. Wait for a car to come by and pretend it ran over our feet. Do you wanna get high? Sit down on the dock. Watch the sun go down and stay there till it comes up again. We can dip our toes. Hope the musky don't. For a while, we'll save up some money and take the kids to Disney World. Do you wanna fight nice? Yell a little with a smile. I'll bring you tangerine and wine and tell you you're my calendar girl.
I have a new favorite band. I love that song. They are so fun. They have such a great, that's Americana is just the perfect word to describe them. It's so great.
Could you hear the steel, the electric steel guitar? Oh, rarely do you see that in bands anymore. Maybe, you know, older country type bands, but I love that they have this in their band.
Absolutely. Before we get to our second song, Terry, I have to ask you a question.
Okay. I'm ready.
Nothing crazy. It's not going to make you cry or take you back to a bad memory or anything. It's about cheese curds. In Up North News, Pat Kreitlow's publication, we just read today that there were they asked readers to say their favorite cheese curds, and there was a Quick Trip on there. Somebody voted for Quick Trip for cheese curds. I mean, that's like saying your favorite burger is from McDonald's, right? Nothing against Quick Trip. Their food is, for a gas station, it's, you know, bon appetit. But, I mean, come on. Yeah. Do you have a favorite cheese curd?
Well, I have one from DuPont, which is an actual cheese curd factory in Waupaca County. But the interesting thing, once a week, they drop off bags of cheese curds at the Quick Trip in Clintonville. Now, I don't know if other Quick Trip do that. I can't say that I've ever seen other actual factory cheese curds. I know they've got, like, you know, your typical bag that you can probably buy almost anywhere at Quick Trip.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is my particular favorite.
And you like the ones without the breading, deep fried, correct? Like, you like them fresh?
I like both very, very much. I love cheese curds in general. But yeah, I love the squeaky cheese curds.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Okay. So the other question I have to ask you is tonight's question of the night. Do you have an app you use more than any other app?
Oh, wow. You know, I guess my favorite is Instagram.
Okay. That's a good one.
And I think I like it just because it's so photo friendly or video friendly. It just is a way to not have to worry so much about the words, but you put a picture or video on it and it kind of speaks for itself.
Very well done. That's one of those apps you get lost in though, don't you?
Oh,
I could spend an hour. Yeah. The reels. It's just insanity. We have a text for you, Terry.
Hi,
John in the 608 says, Terry bringing the heat. Love you, Terry. There you go. You have so many fans on our show, Terry. And John also says, Wyweega white cheddar cheese curds, best ever.
Oh.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, John, you're on to something for sure. Mm-hmm.
Can we, what should we do, Con? Should we play this song to break and come back from it?
That's up to you.
Let's do that. And then we'll close out with Terry.
Sure.
Is there anything you want to tell us about this next song, Terry? We could just wait till after the break, too.
I absolutely can.
Okay.
Because we are both proclaiming our love of the Driveway Thrift Dwellers. This is fun because what you just heard is not what you're going to hear from this song. This puts them right in that what John in the Driveway Thrift Dwellers has described as the weird space that's between country rock and pop. You'll see what we mean or hear what we mean.
Right. Okay. So let's do that, Con. We'll play it to the break and we'll come back and play it out of the break as well. This is Bar Band Friday Night and this is the Driveway Thrift Dwellers. And this song is called Dance With You, correct?
Yes.
Outstanding. Here we go.
Heard you got married out near Aberdeen, but I hoped it wasn't true. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Love that song, Terry. It's so.
It's going to be caught in your ears now. You're not going to be able to get rid of it, which I love.
It. You know, when I write screenplays, sometimes I put music on. That song makes me want to write a scene that goes with it. Like it's that. It's just that sweet and cool, and I love that. This is a great band. This is a Bar Band Friday Night, folks. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Terry Barr is here, as she is just about every Friday at 7:35. Great to have you with us here. This is the we've been listening to the Driveway Thrift Dwellers. That's the name of the band. Yeah. Their new album comes out November 14th. It's called High Top Van, which is as cool of an album title as the name of the band. It's just great.
It is. These guys are terrific. And if you like what you've heard with Pete and I tonight, write these dates down. They've got album. Yeah, I can say it easily. Album release shows coming up, not until December 5th, but it's going to be in Appleton at the Beer Factory. Again, December 5th. December 6th, they go to Lineman's in Milwaukee. And then January 9th, Pete, I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
Burr Oak in Madison.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, you can catch them almost anywhere, anytime. Check out their website, thriftdwellers.com. And that song that we were playing coming out of the break, the Dance With You song, that one is actually streaming right now on the Driveway Thrift Dwellers Bandcamp page. But the one that we heard first, nope, you got to wait to get the album or go to one of the shows.
Catch You on the Other Side. Yeah, that's a great song too. We really appreciate you sharing this with us, just giving us a sneak peek, Terry. And if you want to find out more information on this great band, it's just thriftdwellers.com. And there's all kinds of information there. Chris Casper, our civic media pal, Terry, says, really digging this. You don't hear sax on Americana country stuff very often. That's a great point.
It was. That was a really nice, like, little highlight between that and the slide guitar. Ugh. Yeah, these guys are really great. I think if you go to their live show, that will even spark your curiosity in this band more. And their original songs prior to this album are terrific as well.
So how long have they been around? Have they been together? You probably already said this, but 10 years?
Well, no, we talked about, I first saw them when they played a tribute show after Tom Petty passed away.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that's when I thought, holy cow, who are these guys? And how can I get to know them and enjoy more of their music?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've had them come on Maxinc Radio. We've played their music. But this is only their third album in, say, the last, I'm going to jump back and say, 8 years.
Oh, wow.
So,
Well,
they've
great.
Won a lot of Madison Area Music Association Awards and Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards. But I just feel like they should be known even bigger. And
agreed.
I really hope something happens for them.
They're great. This has been a really fun session of Bar Band Friday Night tonight, Terry. Chris also says, it reminds me a bit of Drive-By Truckers. I don't know them. Do you know them?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So you obviously agree.
I can hear the similarity. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. One more thing from Casper and a few of our other listeners tonight. Dave on the stream mentioned that AC/DC is coming, and then yes. other people, and Chris mentioned it too. But how are you an AC/DC fan?
A friend already got tickets for all of us. So okay. yes, we're going. Oh, wow. Yes, there's we are.
Big contingency. Okay. Mm-hmm. Chris also said, how Dave up there posting in July of 2026, does he have technology I'm not aware of? I don't know, Casper. If someone's ahead of Casper when it comes to technology, they're doing okay, I think.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chris, thank you for all your help tonight, by the way, buddy. One of our great engineers here at Civic Media. Terry, yeah. thank you so much. I will be downloading this album when it comes out on the 14th. And I'm not kidding. That the Burr Oak on the 9th sounds like a blast. So
yes.
Conrad and I'll fire up the Nightlight van and we'll head down there with some casserole.
Oh, I love it. I love it, Pete. Oh man.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
You too, Terry. Thanks so much as always. Casper says, that's what I'm here for, man. Conrad, how great. I love them.
That was some great music.
Fantastic. Terry never disappoints. Check out Max Inc. Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. on WMDX if you're in the Madison area, or go to we have all the podcast catalog too at civicmedia.us. You can find past episodes or listen if you miss something to Nightlight or Max Inc. Radio. And we will see Terry hopefully next week. So, wow, we made it through this show somehow, Con.
We did.
You got your tool belt over yes. there. I don't know what is going on.
Thank you to Chris Casper.
Casper's the man. And he says, just like we expect out of Casper, that's what I'm here for, man. All right. It's a team effort tonight. Thank you to Terry Barr, our great friend, for great music and great conversation. Thank you to Tim Walko and all your texts and calls. Folks, this has been a fun Friday. Enjoy the blustery weather. Thanksgiving's around the corner. Have a great weekend. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.